Hello, welcome to the English translation of the Fnaut Talk, the political happenings in this crazy world. If you want to give us feedback, please join 27C3EN on Freenode. Thank you. Cheers. Okay, this is the Fnaut News Show, the Oh, Everything Will Be Fine, edition 2010. The sticker on the bottom says, because of the economy recovery, it's in white vision. The show is presented by Felix von Leitner and Frank Rieger. And I'm not sure, but I doubt that the masses of people in here don't endanger the structural integrity of the building. Please don't stomp your feet. We'll start with the classics. The Franz Josef Strauss, a Bavarian politician bailout award. We are skipping this. Because, yeah, you know, it just costs too much money. And we can't finance and refinance it. Oh, sorry. There is no real need for any bailouts this year. All we had were a bullshit bingo. Yeah, basically this is export optimization to see, dump the prices, see that everything is getting cheaper abroad. Not locally, but abroad. Here, everything's getting more expensive. But if you buy it abroad, hey, it's surprisingly cheap.
Keine Ursache.
Sprach da gerade ein China-Produzent?
You know, the Chinese was always claimed that they were dumping prices and doing everything cheaper, deducting the monetary value. But after it seems it was completely useless complaining about it, hey, why can't we do it too? And so everybody's starting to devaluate their currency. But we have a few more additional interesting offers. So one question is, where does all the money actually come from? I mean, we are sending around billions and trillions of huge numbers of money, and where does it come from? And here we have an interview with Bernd Bernanke, the U.S. finance minister, and he says, what we are not doing is printing money. It's a total myth. Unfortunately, last year, exactly the same people said in a different interview exactly the opposite. Well, effectively, we have been printing money, and we need to do that.
There's no real point in speculating on people's bad memories. It's not about truth or non-truth, what politicians say.
So one important point in politicians is that to have to treat your partners well. They have to smile. The Dalai Lama was going out at the delivery entrance next to the trash bags. Well, because China might have upset. Nobody could expect that the press already was at the back entrance. The new Indian ambassador got a very nice experience. The airport security did an extended pat down on her. If you see the pictures of her receiving the documents from the president, well, she made it smile but had other thoughts. It's quite a challenge to find a picture of a honorable person in bad circumstances. Diplomacy is an art of a balance. So we have to think of the Pakistanis. The military delegation got a pat on as well. Well, it is said that there is somebody hiding in Pakistan. The military delegation was invited to the U.S. actually, so they did not come on their own, but they were invited. And another political delegation got a naked scan, and they made a mistake by making a remark about, hopefully this will be the last flight. So the personnel took this as an offense and was scared. So actually this flight was to show them friendship, and so they were scared and then flew back home.
There are all kinds of interesting stories from India and Pakistan. Amongst others, there was a WikiLeaks incident. And everybody is using this to invent stories about WikiLeaks. And India and Pakistan both claimed about each other that they are leak cables, that the other side would invest into terrorism. We have a picture here from, and there was no video of a Pakistani border ritual with these strange uniforms and the weapons. They're marching up to each other, and yeah, this looks like the Ministry of Funny Walks from Monty Python. Yeah, those the leaked ones, they were quite interesting, not only for Pakistan, but also for us as well. It was said that you never know what's going to happen if Sarkozy is involved. You can see the picture. And we use this opportunity to show about what it is actually doing political negotiations. So you start small, some are a bit larger. Of course, we can't miss out on certain ones. And also the Chinese are involved. At the end, it's clear who wins. There are also local politicians who try to play, but you know, the gesture, it just doesn't work. And we've always been thinking about how Angela Merkel is choosing the man she's working with. And this gentleman was recently promoted to the chief of the Bavarian radio station, the local state-run television.
Genau, also Angela
Normally, it is said that a successful man will swap their wives for more beautiful, more successful ones. And you can see that Merkel does this too. On the right, you can see her new one. This is here you can see how the different options available to vote for Miss von der Leyen are several times well done or good. She did a good job. Supposedly, this is for the ones who are not certain which to choose, so just choose it again. And one part of press work is to influence the news. The best option for this is probably to pass all bad news while the population is otherwise occupied. And the football cup is always a good time for this. Let's see what was tried to be buried during the football cup. It's quite surprising. Whenever most of the people are otherwise occupied, we're pushing through the more debatable political changes, which have to be done, but we don't want people to complain about them.
It's always worthwhile when there's things like a World Cup happening to see what other news are going on, see what else is happening, what things are happening at the margins. And there were things like a new rules on youth protection from the media. There were cuts in state spending. And if there's nothing at hand, of course, you can... Well, just look for a time when everyone's in a good spirit and very forgiving and when no one has time. So let's look to Christmas. And what was the surprise at Christmas? There was an investigation committee on the Stuttgart 21 railway project. So let's just check. Who of you noticed what was said in that committee? Of course, we are representative. Now, which of you does not come from Stuttgart and still has noticed? No, those that did notice. Very few hands now. Now, about the World Cup, of course, there was an extra to that because we had an exit from the political stage. Rainer Wendt, head of the German police union, Wendt is still with us. Someone else left the stage. Well, he left us with this jewel, Rainer Wendt, called for a whole day in the Football League to be called off after the nuclear waste transports, which used up a lot of police capacity. But, of course, when there's nothing to hide, you can always choose to... stage something yourself, and one topic that was readily available was, of course, terror, fear of terror, which was used as a precursor to the conference of the Federal States Interior Ministers in Germany. Now, there was the parcel letter bomb from some Greek anarchists addressed to the Chancellor as a background music to that conference. So we thought, new times. Terror panic, of course, faded away after about 2 days. Normally, they simulate for about a week, but so it's part of the cuts, basically. They don't need as much terror panic as they used to. The interesting thing was the detail of that particular panic, of course. We had police people with machine guns everywhere. And yeah, Frank was at a station again, saw police people with machine guns, and went up to them and said, wasn't that called off? Terror panic? No, he said, there's always terror panic.
You can notice where the policemen are staying when you go to your work in the morning. They are staying on one platform, and if you come back from work in the afternoon, they are standing on the other platform. So at least they are trying to be efficiently used, so that they are simulating the security for the people. Only yesterday there was a report that we are stormed by Chinese Trojans. So China has internet and used it. So this was really on short notice, so they didn't make it to this next award. Dick Clark is the man in the suit. He was a cybersecurity man under Clinton. But after he went to the private business, he had some digital Armageddon tourney. So he's a worthy man of giving this award a name. And German Mr. Zierke demanded that ISPs should protect the computers from viruses, and we need hardware-based prevention of identity theft. So the press department of the BSI, Business Software in... No. The only way to protect yourself from attacks is to regularly update your malware on your computer. We are not sure if they mean the Bundestrojaner or not. But this year's award really goes to the US Army, because they shot down a terrorist website, and afterwards it turned out that this website was powered by the CIA.
Normally you would think that the US Army cyber warfare, they really know their stuff. But it seems they are actually not. They shut down 300 other servers in Texas, Saudi Arabia, and in the other world. You know how it's called. Collateral damage. A IP cluster bomb.
Ja, wo wir gerade bei Awards sind, ein Klassiker, den wir haben, ist der Richard M. Nixon Lame Excuse Award.
One of the classics is the Richard M. Nixon Lame Excuse Award, and we have a few very nice ones here. I want to make public, this was not my idea, but WikiLeaks bashing is totally worth it. When the finance advisor for Wikimedia Germany stepped back because he can't cope with the hate mail anymore because people are confusing Wikimedia with WikiLeaks. This was, yeah, a bit cheap. And here you can see Wikipedia is WikiLeaks is not part of Wikipedia, the public announcement. But we think this is a really lame excuse. Really good examples for lame excuses are, of course, insurances whenever they don't want to pay. And this year, there was a British soldier who got a headshot wound during the battle against the Taliban, and the insurer refused to pay for this because, oh, it was only a flesh wound. And this is a scene from Monty Python where they explain that this is only a flesh wound. The gentleman on the left has no arms anymore, but hey, it's just a flesh wound. Yep, that's about how we would imagine the talk to the insurer. The Taiwanese politicians' government was impressive as well. It seemed during the demonstrations, all the demonstrators shot themselves. No, it wasn't the government or the police shooting them. They must have shot themselves. Another one is data and privacy protection. Because of data protection, it is not possible for the opposition to see the budget for the workplace programs of the German government. The Pirate Party does not offer or does not support liquid feedback because of data protection. The German political party, CSU, has a different variant of liquid feedback.
This is the Bavarian Conservatives with their own very popular kind of liquid feedback. Also very nice, the excuse from the Polish Interior Minister for the floods they had. This was blamed on the beavers. An exclusive picture from a secret Polish countermeasure against those. You can see there at the lower right. So some of these things you think are so stuck, there's no way of getting out of those. One case in England in a park, a person was stabbed and called the police. The police came and beat him up. Stop. Now, the Brits, of course, have more surveillance cameras than they have inhabitants, so this was well visible in some CCTV coverage, and the press talked to the police, head of the police, and asked them for their reasoning and said, and the response was, CCTV images never show the whole story. Just look at that red bar below the video. The BBC warning watches that it contains some disturbing images. Now, of course, public sector is, of course, versatile with excuses, but they cannot reach businesses. And BP, of course, was on top. When there were cases of sickness, of health problems with those people doing the cleanup in the Mexican Gulf, someone from BP was asked about this. And there you go. Food poisoning is clearly a big issue than all a question of diet. So they, of course, earn the Lame Excuse Award for this. Of course, you have to know the life expectancy of people that were working with the last large oil spill. the Exxon Valdez had a life expectancy of about 51 years. So that's at least 25 years less, and less than the Chernobyl cleanup people had. But there is another we have to mention, although they will not get the award. The Chinese are learning too. There was a story. They slowly approach what you call can call press or PR work. So an honorable mention, the police were beating up a woman. The beating lasted a long time. But then they noticed that this was some functionary's wife and said that was a complete mistake. They didn't actually apologize for the beating, just for beating up this particular woman. Chinese, of course, they don't hold back when it comes to handling dissidents. They tore down this house, thinking, well, what the Israelis can do, we can, all, of course, do as well. So what we actually want to get to with this is, if there's a, if you have a dissident, dissidents, that's the term you get to hear about in China. In Russia, you have government critics, opposition figures. There's always a political background. Of course, we've had elections in Belarus, and opposition people were jailed and beaten up, and the election didn't look very democratic. But you have to notice that they have learned from the Chinese in treating these things creatively. A place where the opposition was going to demonstrate was simply flooded and turned into an ice rink in the winter. And the demonstrators then came and had salt.
The point of how to actually name the people that are demonstrating is dictated by the context of where these people live. And below is there's the political critics. And if it's happening in Germany, then they are militant demonstrants or autonomous people, leftists, and such like this. So pay attention that the reports actually are the same content, but you don't have to mention it in the country that's happening, because you can deduct in the country from the how the people acting are actually named. Hey, we've progress here in the democracy. So when NATO had a meeting, they announced that they will not use any cages. So if you look at the way the politicians talk about the people outside, quote, you cannot work together in Europe when the politics is connected with how many people are already protesting on the streets. Oops, Photoshop error. Interestingly, the politics is connected with how many people are protesting in the streets. And actually, it all depends on how the people react on police pressure. And if you see the laws being in increased.
Another problem for pure democracy such as ours is the vote, our elections. And as the try with the voting machinery actually went downward, there's another option. if we can't automate the voting machines, maybe we can automate the electorate, actually. Rumors claim that this will be kind of a beta test during the next government cycle. And you can already see the last candidate grinning in the background. Yeah, that one, that guy, Mr. Wolf. Really offer many, many chances for ridicule here. As you can see, his wife is... she really has to practice the waving a little bit. You should also pay attention to the smiling faces of the people in the back. Are we supposed to do anything, or do we keep just standing still? Oh, shit. Very nice as well, the story when Wolf was in Russia during a dinner at a local governor with a funny name of... with a translated name which would mean something like lettuce or salad. In his dinner, the starters, there was actually a little worm in there. And this was tweeted around, and the Russians, they have their own kind of humor, their own sense of humor. And one comment from the governor was, well, you know, this actually shows how fresh the food was. Oh, and the correct translation of the I wish you or I wish you a very nice dinner translates literally as let's starve a little warm. So this is our own sense of humor here. We should also remember why Mr. Köhler, a German politician, actually stepped down. It seems the official reason for his stepping down was a quote where he described the current German army politics, where they claim that one of their jobs is to keep the to protect economic interests. And the current one, Mr. Gutenberg, he is claiming the same, that the job of the German army is to protect economic interests. It's the same, but it seems he didn't step down yet. And nobody's asking for it yet. But we'll see how his rise in German politics will continue. And we don't really care why they are stepping down, as long as they are stepping down.
So it seems he's practicing and looking towards his role models. Mr. Gutenberg, our defense minister. It's not that easy to find nice pictures of Mr. Gutenberg, because he has always this kind of glazed eyes, grinning into the distance. We did find a nice one here. You ask yourself, what does this German army actually do there in Afghanistan? We had, are they chasing dinosaurs? Ensuring Germany's meat supply at the Hindu Kush. We have some exclusive photo material of what our soldiers do in Afghanistan. This is from the head command. And also it seems like it's all about drug supply, it seems, as you can see here. A nice plantation there, have a bit of fun as a Santa Claus. And of course, it's about exporting our cultural values, isn't it? You have to provide presents and carry them around and drive them around and have an efficient way of delivering them. About the drug thing in Afghanistan, why do we have to defend things there? Now, of course, there's more and more resistance against that and there's questions what will happen if we withdraw, and the people were basically living from growing poppy seeds. And until Afghanistan was supplying about 130% of the world's opium needs, and the price was just dropping limitlessly, and the CIA, of course, did not like that, then it had to be a solution. And the solution was then suddenly, can someone switch off this silly alarm clock, please? Some alarm's ringing. Terror. It's still ringing. Everything under control. No reason for hysteria, as our interior minister says. There's reason for concern, but not for hysteria. Is there a blinking anywhere? Now, to just translate the article there on top of the picture, it's about some plant disease eradicating or destroying half of the poppy seed harvest. That's the headline there. Okay, we'll continue. There was a huge oversupply in opium, more than the world needed, and of course heroin was... They found the source of that sound. You see, we have professional teams for everything, even for disarming alarm clocks. Okay, now, back to Afghanistan. First, look, top left, look at the section under which this article was published, which I unfortunately cannot see from here.
Economy,
it was. Okay, there was this high supply of opium leading to a high supply of heroin, and suddenly someone was just buying the whole heroin supply and buying four times the world need for heroin. The price went up again, and everyone was wondering what's going on here. And the next step then was this. Suddenly there was a fungus from nowhere that was attacking this poppy seed, and you can speculate whether what happened, but opium and heroin prices have been saved, and the CIA can refinance their black budgets. Now, the thing about efficient police work and in fighting drugs, you could be seen in Brazil as well.
There were several favelas cleaned of people, and many drugs were found. Well, yeah, you can see here that a lot of progress has been made. Can you please stop running around with some bombs here? There's a very nice story about Mexico. It's a very big land for drug transit. And here's in this map shows how cocaine travels through Mexico. There were several people in Mexico quite pissed, and he talked some clear text, which you can read on the slide. We said that this is a problem. In California, there was a new law to illegalize marijuana products, but this did not pass. But why didn't it pass? And we were researching on this, and obviously, huge masses on cash were actually spent by people who are delivering the drugs to stop this law. So this was also financed by not only by the drug producers, but also by breweries. The Mexicans are overwhelmed with dealing with this and can't deal with the problem, so they are trying some unusual things. There were some police officials who tried to defend themselves by some bizarre rituals that you can see here? Unfortunately, we didn't find anything about butchering chickens. But there was something that involved putting blood of chickens at the beach on people. And if you have a look at the news that coming from this area, it is very much understandable why all this is happening. There are some police officials who all retreated from their job after their office has been shot, as you can see here. Well, we have this.
And the murderers that are going around there, they were already in prison. They had a perfect alibi, but the prison director let them out. And they gave him a car and weapons. And
the surprising thing for me was that they came back and there is honesty among criminals, and they had an alibi. What we see in the picture here is a Mexican local saint who has a large following these days, and the government is trying to suppress the cult about this saint because he's actually revered by the drug gangs mostly. And the security of prisons is a continent-wide problem. There are different methods there. Here is an illustration of a news item from an Argentinian prison where two inmates climbed the wall at the control tower, and it turns out that all they had on the control tower, a watchtower, was a puppet, which we try to illustrate in this one. Well, everyone has to make cuts these days. That's how it is in a recession. One more award that we have for things like this, the Walter Ulbricht, former head of East Germany, Walter Ulbricht Award for democratically legitimized building management. A few people among us will know what's coming now. After the wall came down, of course, we thought, now this is the end of this huge wall thing. Maybe some people in North Korea are still at it and are still getting some pleasure out of doing it. But no, even the border between the US and Mexico these days is fortified by things like this. What we see behind this Jeep, it draws tires behind it to plane a strip of sand so that people can see footprints of people trying to escape to across the border. And there are rumors that East German experts have been involved in building this. So we have this award for democratically legitimized building works. These are the East German border defenses. And someone protecting a building site has obviously not at all thought through how this is to be protected. I didn't catch which building site it is, if someone can help me. But it must have, someone must not have thought this through properly.
Yet another award, the Milky Chili Award, for maximum distance to reality. You might know Chile, probably not if you're not German. Milky we just choose because of the photo. So there we have a very hot image with this gray title page. The focus was not the only page. Writing positive news. The site also wrote that Germany, nearly everybody is employed. but we don't know what they are smoking, but it can't be something that expensive because journalists are not earning that much money. Perhaps journalists from economy magazines have more money. So there was a very great news that Rheinmetall, which is producing tanks, gets agra subventions from the European Union. The tanks were also declared as agriculture goods in some smuggling attempt. This is also a candidate for the award, our Minister for the Interior.
The holy symbol above him is the logo of the police union. And what happened is that a little later you could see in the news how complete the victory over the Terrapanik is. Some passengers in a train that got stuck thought it was a terrorist attack. I heard often from people in trains who got hectic and were about to call the conductor, and because someone put his suitcase down, and then we went to get to eat something, so they called him and thought, oh, it's a bomb. A great victory over the terrorists. Deutsche Bahn also got a great victory over the terrorists. Look at the delay time in the yellow marked area. That's what they're laughing about. But also the Deutsche Bahn can't keep up with the winner of the ball for the maximum distance to reality, because George W. Bush said in his memoirs, because he wrote that he was a dissenting voice, no one was more shocked, sickened, and angry than I was when I didn't find the methods of mass destruction. Another tradition we have is the Inspector Clouseau Award for good police work. And a hot runner-up are the air marshals in the U.S., who we found out that significantly more air marshals who sit in the planes and play police were imprisoned because they did something wrong. Then there were significantly more of them than people who they arrested for some wrongdoings. Yeah, that's not a little thing. It's human trafficking rings and stuff like that. And explosives from Afghanistan. You should think, well, we've got the air marshals for that. That doesn't happen, but exactly that is what happened. Great are also the Brits who are playing around with something. We are illustrating. That's the press photography of a drone manufacturer in Britain. It's a different drone, but we joined that, and the drone is to be used in towards flight tipping abandoned vehicles, abnormal needs, and waste management.
Brits want to use military drones for now. Of course, everybody sees the point of that. But it's not so easy with those drones, as the Americans detected lately. One of those drones that they had that is equipped with Hellfire rockets, the software that runs them is very complex, has a lot of components, and one of those components is the targeting. And of course we know how it works with software, and deadlines are hard to meet, and it's not so easy. And then there was a company that makes that software, and they thought, wow, well, these are rockets. Maybe the software shouldn't be total crap. Maybe there is a little bit of a requirement for accuracy. but they were the subcontractor for that in that big chain, and they just didn't finish it in time. And the contractor basically said, "Oh yeah, fuck it, let's reverse engineer the software that is not complete and sell it that way." And that's what they did. And there was a funny case where the copyright claims from that company revealed that this reverse engineering had occurred, and that this effect of the software was that there was an inaccuracy of about more than 10 meters. And so the next house, if we're talking about Afghanistan, and they knew it, and they still used it. So, and that kind of reminds me of socialist times, where under all and anti circumstances, you did took certain measures. Details. And
for the dude who tried to bomb an airplane with a bomb in his pants, because of whom we have to use all these naked scanners, was actually not supposed to be flying, and he was listed on several watch lists, but he could fly because there was a directive that this guy should be allowed on the plane. And the guys who were doing the visum stuff for this guy said, "You know, that wasn't our fault. We didn't grant the visum for him." The official reason from the Secret Service was that there was were some more investigations, and if the visum would not have been granted, then that would have been disturbed. Not only in foreign countries, there's interesting things that need to be mentioned here. So in this case, a minister in Germany said that there should not be a decision by a judge when there's a need to analyze blood from people. So he said that it should be possible from any person to take blood samples at any time.
Obviously, people in Lower Saxony think they are getting rich because they are by getting thrown into jail. Sorry, we had a little lapse here. Also, a big runner-up for the Recluso Award is the police inspection in Passau, who apparently they slept through a shootout in their police office. The others slept in another room while someone was shooting around in another room. So obviously, liquid feedback in Bavaria, they were drinking enough to sleep enough. So the special forces of the German police are the winner of the Inspector Clouseau Award. They, getting behind the, while finding and hunting down the Saulas terrorists, they actually fell over their own clothing. So that brush over there is a sharpshooter, a sniper. So one of the police one terrorist ran away, but the police couldn't follow him because their equipment was too heavy.
So we were already speculating on whether this briefing was incorrect, and all of the total wrong equipment that they were wearing. And so from internal sources, we received a picture of the future equipment.
Thank you.
well, in generally, we have a very interesting relationship with police. And one of the things that we are looking at for a long time is that police get numbers for identification. So if you get beat up by them, you can say in front of a court that this was the person that actually beat you up, bet you up. And our fight was not very good until we had a case in Berlin where they finally decided that the police will get a unique number. And we will show you now how well that works in practice on the right-hand side. Note, this is not a police number. This is a team number. So you don't even know which policeman is, but check the numbers, match them. And you will notice, not even that works. Especially interesting was why they didn't want a unique number. And one of those reasons was that you could read it incorrectly. And but police is always within law and order. So that was a waterproof argument. And Titanic, a German satire magazine, had a great idea. The sign actually says, "You're being beaten by Mr. Random." So in 1 year, we will tell you how well this works. At this moment, there are cases where police ID wasn't really required. And notice, he's a helper, a medic. It wasn't actually a policeman.
So the third already claimed that they have nothing to do with that. So the voluntary units from the police are not affected by this rule. So you can guess who will be used on demonstrations. Actually, this is just work anyway. We have to save money. Perhaps that's something that people invented because they had nothing to do. There are some ways to try to avoid from these clashes. And in the USA, they have the concept of the First Amendment area. And this is an area like in a park somewhere far away from the actual area where people want to have the event, but they say, you know, here you can do your event and it's cool, and here we can see this First Amendment zone in Toronto. Well, compare the number of policemen to the people demonstrating here. The same here for the castor transport. According to this, the police is always very close to the people. This here says always one step closer to the people.
Let the children come to us.
Let the children come to us, harder to the people. Well, CDU wants to have liquid feedback used by the police as well. Well, plus, please remember, it's not that easy to be a driver for a water cannon. So you sometimes need to relax. And this is a book written by Cyril Sarrazin, which has been criticized in Germany a lot.
So sometimes some pictures appear in the press like this, so that even as a trained police spokesperson, you can't do that much. And my personal favorite is this one, where you know that you're lost as a police press spokesperson, is when pictures like that come. And you can explain what you want, but there's nothing left for spinning there. So my personal favorite from the Castor, like nuclear transport, is this pretty picture. Well, while most people have overviewed the context, it must have been terrorists, because short beforehand, Osama bin Laden ordered his people to use more agricultural means and cultivate land. Some strange things from the Middle East we are used to, but sometimes one thing we have to mention here: Hamas said we seized a delivery of libidinal increasing gum, chewing gum in Gaza, that was to be smuggled into Gaza by the Israelis and spoiler youth. And look at the advert in top left, fun to chew. Also great was the news from the neighbor Egypt, but we didn't get the news, but the dementi, but the Mossad had to denounce that they are responsible for the shark attacks in Egypt. But we found an exclusive photo from a Mossad fighting shark in training.
What really happened is that a animal transport from Australia that was transporting sheep to a victimizing thing. But maybe the Mossad was involved here, obviously, the Mossad. So funny thing with the Secret Service is always the coordination between CIA and the Pakistani Secret Service. But there was a situation where a Taliban was put in prison, and they figured out that he was doing peace discussions without the ISI's permission. And so, of course, that is totally unacceptable. Afghanistan said they rather discuss with people who pretend, with pretenders. And we have a nice picture here. It took them months to figure out that they're discussing with a Taliban who is just a pretender. He got a lot of money, and it turned out that he is like just a shop owner somewhere. Oh, but that works fine for me, so I'll keep doing that. Of course, you have to go a bit further into the archives to figure out what happens or how these politicians feel and how the decision-making works. Here's an exclusive picture. This is the former CIA director, George Tenet, who was under Bush. And, well, he tries to express himself clearly here. And by the way, speaking of PR debacles, there's a nice example between South and North Korea. Here's a good picture. This is the Minister of Defense on the island that was shot on by North Korea. And these are the super extremely dangerous grenades. And when you look at it, these are thermos. And of course, later they were kind of embarrassed. But, well, even in Germany, this not only happens in Germany, but in the airport in Hanover, there was an artillery grenade, and it turned out to be something completely different.
Thermal flask.
It was a thermos as well. In South Korea, you need to know.
Thermal flask.
So very nice is also the non-definable liquid, undefined liquid. And in South Korea, there's also a parliament and democracy, and they have some more action than we have here. Here's a nice picture series of the opposition trying to get into a committee where the governing parties were locked themselves in. Looks pretty harmless, but now it gets a little bit more sporty, and they try to get in there. And they have some tools that they found and try to get in there with. And they have surprisingly stable doors there as well. And they tried it, but then they fought back with fire extinguishers.
And a few kilometers further, someone thought, wow, this democracy is a great thing, isn't it? Well, of course, Kim is, well, he of course, is one of the more colorful dictators of this planet. I'm just sorry for the people that have to suffer from his strange habits. For example, when this conflict was with South Korea and they were firing at artillery grenades against each other, well, he thought, what shall we do today? Let's visit a factory for soy sauce. And of course, he follows his father's tradition. He was kind of a hero there, and obviously, he seems to be giving the right hints for keeping up soy sauce production in hard economic times. But he wasn't just visiting soy sauce factories. He also visited canteens, inspecting them. And they do have a serious food problem there. People are actually starving regularly because they don't have enough food, and the money is being put into nuclear programs and or disappears somewhere. So money is hard. So they thought, who has got money these days? Ah, the Americans. So there they went, looking for $75 trillion in compensation. So we thought, this reminds us of someone. It took us a while. A dictator. There was this movie, wasn't there, with trillions and quadrillions. And it turns out that this is not the only parallel, because his son, dictators' sons, dictators and their sons, that seems to be a difficult thing anyway. There's another example that someone who's actually excelling by a certain colorfulness, Mr. Gaddafi, and his son in Switzerland seems to have beaten up his female servants, was put in jail for that, and his photo was then published in the newspapers, which made Gaddafi declare a holy war on Switzerland, calling them the infidels, saying that the jihad has to be declared on them by all means. And everyone doing business with Switzerland was an infidel that against Islam. And he also proposed what should be happening to Switzerland after they were beaten. And you see the map there dividing up Swiss territory amongst its neighboring countries. Only Austria didn't get anything. But then the Swiss, of course, aren't that stupid themselves. They made their own propositions, extending Switzerland a bit. And then suddenly a mystery cleared, because we were wondering why the mountain forces don't seem to be facing the cuts in the military budgets, but it does seem that they still have a task to fulfill. Well, we're in Switzerland. They do have, the elections there are a specific thing. They had an internet election in some city there. The choice was between just one candidate and nothing, that one candidate. You can actually enter. The thing was that you could enter other candidates, but they couldn't just get into the software. The quote was, whoever would want to vote for other people could always go back to the paper version. So the freedom of election was actually not restricted. And of course, in Switzerland, sometimes is a bit more of a sad case. Out of the sequence, we like to have suicides. No connection, says the headline. There was an informer leaking tax data from Switzerland to the German government, and there was a clear case of suicide that one of these informers died. Then there were the inmates in Guantanamo who died, clear cases of suicide, of course, people committing suicide with their hands tied behind their backs and cloths in the mouths and were found hanging. Of course, very clear, completely synchronous in cells that did have no visual, no connection in sight, clear cases. Another one was this analyst of the British surveillance secret services who was found stabbed in his London flat, packed into a bag, and hang on, stop, and the key for the lock of that bag was found under the bag.
The worst case of suicide we have ever seen. There was also a deputy general of the Russian Secret Service who died of a bathing accident, or swimming accident, and was washed ashore in Turkey. And the Polish rumored that he was killed in the bathtub and then thrown into the sea. So there was also a Gazprom analyst who shot himself within his closed and armored car with a gag in his mouth, with the pistol he got from the Kazakhstani prime minister. They all have problems. You always have to see that the money of the Secret Service is also running low, so the polonium is running low, so there's a case with Quicksilver, and there were two former Secret Service people from Russia who found in Berlin with totally over-the-top Quicksilver levels in their blood. So we showed a picture of a common source of Quicksilver in the household. That's an energy-saving lamp. So a web activist from White Russia, Belarus, was found hanged. Obviously, his friends said he would never have hanged himself. And the only picture that could be found of him is obviously the picture where he was just photographed while being arrested. So that's a little sad for, you know, an activist's life. So Sherlock Holmes Award for extraordinary insight.
And our first candidate for that is a thing from the OECD. Germany is the most important money laundering country. Question. Whoever had a 500-euro bill in his hand? Oh, a lot of hands go up. So who are these people in the audience? It's unbelievable, you drug dealers, you. Yeah, oh, you printed it yourself. Okay, perfect. That's fine. Well, there's about as many as 100 euro bills. Also, the German tire industry had an interesting insight. Well, we have this nice law that requires you to use winter tires, blah, blah, wumble, mumble, hard winter. And we also had the cash for clunkers system. Well, a lot of people, a high demand, nope, totally unexpected. So we ran out of winter tires. And there's a nice case also from the WikiLeaks cables. Our Minister of the Exterior, as we learned from the cables, there were sanctions against Iran, and he mentioned, well, we did not really perceive any goodwill there at present. And it is the biggest customer for oil from China. So why they shouldn't buy the oil at all, nobody really thought about it. You can see that Westerwelle, the German politician, was surprised. Look at the Chinese face expression. He also has a lot of fun with Westerwelle, as it seems. And the Americans are sometimes surprised about German Westerwelle, and they ask him, like, where does he get his policy direction from? So the his political line. So some of the employees at the ministry asked themselves this question, and there's an illustration for it. And the Sherlock Holmes Award for Interesting Insights is, we have Vivian Redding, who realized during negotiations with the EU, with the USA about privacy, oh, the USA only want our EU data. Nobody could expect that. Totally unexpected and surprising. It's also interesting, if this woman is angry, something can happen. She's the one that killed roaming fees after she was affected in person. So there is a little bit of hope left. And how well Americans can take care of their own data is something you can see when Clinton lost his nuclear launch codes temporarily. They were somehow gone for several months in a row. Not just lost for a moment and comes back. No, it was gone for a couple of months. And only after the relevant agency asked about it, when the new ones came, they asked, like, where's the old one so we can destroy them? And then he mentioned, yeah, like, to be quite honest with you, I think we have to report something here. Oh, well, nuclear launch codes.
Thinking they're probably the same as us, because what we are thinking then clearly is this, and we did have to swallow hard a bit because when we were scrolling on and saw this. Well, they start early getting educated, don't they? So the last award now. The Balls of Steel Award. Well, there were a few candidates there. For example, this football fan for the Dutch team. No, this is a German football fan in front of Dutch fans, I'm sorry. And then there was this lone dissident in Tehran when Mr. Ahmadinejad visited a university. The translation you see there, Polytechnics is not your place, and he is a fascist. We don't know if the translation is right, though. Definitely. A hot candidate were the people that abseiled from the bridge where the nuclear waste transport was passing over, holding up the transport for quite a while. On the left picture, you see how high that bridge is. And there were a bit of a strange case here. Even for our standards, a student throws a dog towards Hell's Angels members, is what the headline says. A 26-year-old went to the grounds of the club and pulled down his shorts and threw a young dog at the people. That's what you see. You see what cuts in the health sector lead to. We have to go on. We are beyond time. Next case, this guy, of course, does not have much to fear because he is actually a diplomat. Still, it was a diplomat from Qatar in his plane. He wanted to have a smoke, went to the toilet, lit a cigarette, and, of course, in planes these days, that sets off an alarm. So that led actually to defense fighter planes starting. The excuse was he was actually trying to light his shoes.
they have a strange kind of humor in Qatar. And then there was this... Definitely a hot candidate is someone for an organization called Sea Shepherd. It was run over by a whaling ship, and he let another ship bring him to the ship, climbed the ship's walls, hid in the ship, and at the right moment, he presented them with a bill and an arrest warrant on this Japanese whaling ship, a bill for the destroyed ship that he had been on before. And then we have another candidate, which unfortunately we had to disqualify because that could have led to misunderstandings. It's not so good, really, to give balls of steel awards to this particular candidate. Another honorable mention goes to Greenpeace, of course, for the thing with the beer lorry, which they used to block the nuclear waste transports in the autumn in Germany. They drove a beer lorry onto a crossroads, an important crossroads, and then within that beer lorry they had a concrete structure that they lowered onto the street. It has to be said that police logistics was actually lacking in this case. They didn't have food and drink, the police people, so of course they led the beer lorry through. But the winner of the Balls of Steel Award is an unknown hacker, who on 170 minarets in Turkey hacked the radio transmissions of the prayer radio and played the music of a gay Turkish singer who performed in women's clothes, is known to perform in women's clothes. And we asked an expert about this. Hacker like to hack something, says our interior minister. And this is it.